Good morning. Today's daf in Kedushin Pei Beis, otherwise known as the last daf in the Masechta. We are in Pei Alpha Mid Beis, and we're continuing with the halachas of Yichud. The Mishnah just yesterday's daf opened up with this idea. There's an iser that a man can seclude himself with a woman who is an erva to him, and so we have gone over in the Gemara the halachas of Yichud. Again, from the Gemara itself, we only know a little bit of the halachas of Yichud. The halachas of Yichud are intricate. It's a little bit complicated. The idea is, however, very simple, and that is that we have a Yetzirah. We have a powerful Yetzirah. If you followed yesterday's Gemara, you heard story after story about how powerful our Yetzirah is, and put ourselves in a position, a vulnerable situation, so our Yetzirah is going to get the best of us. That's the basic idea. It's really straightforward. However, some of the halachas of Yichud do get a little bit complicated. And in that line, in that thought, so let's go. The Mishnah told us that a person could be alone together with his mother, with his daughter. And so it's intuitive in that we don't have a Yetzirah for our mother and for our daughter, even though, of course, there are Rayos. But nevertheless, the Yetzirah is in check. Now, I'm sure I mentioned this yesterday. No, I'm not sure. But even if I didn't mention it yesterday, so the Gemara says that they really did some damage to the Yetzer Hara of Arias. In other words, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, so that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah got rid of altogether, right? Right. So the Torah focuses and stresses so much on don't be over to Avodah Zarah, and then for the vast majority of us, we just shrug our shoulders. I don't know what's so exciting about it, right? This idolatry, it's not tempting. It never tempted me. Right, Arias, on the other hand, I know that we understand, but Avodah Zarah we don't understand. So the Gemara tells us that that there used to be huge Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, and that was and that was taken away. Okay, and then the Gemara says, as far as Arias is concerned, so they tried it out. They went through a trial period of let's see what the world is going to look like without the Yetzirah of Arias, and it didn't work out. Okay. Right. In other words, no one's going to procreate. The world is not going to perpetuate. So they didn't do it. However, they damaged it a little bit, and so we don't have taivas for mother, daughter, sister. Okay. But with that stated, however, in our Gemara, we're going to make some real subtle, nuanced points regarding yichud of mother daughter versus other close arayos. So I'm Rav Yudah. I'm Rav Yisim Misyachad Adami Machoso. Vidar im imo v'im bito. Okay, so with your sister, what can you do? So you could be misyachid. In other words, on occasion, so you could be alone with her. Meaning that's not going to be an isur yichud, but only on occasion. However, when it comes to your mother, your daughter, so there you could live with her. You could sleep in the same room with her. So ki amar kamen d'shmol amar also liyachanim kol ha'raisha b'torah v'afilu im behema. Shmuel took a much stricter view on this. Shmuel's position is that you cannot be misyached with any of the arayos in the Torah. In other words, it would include your sister, your mother, your daughter, and also animals as well. So tanan misyached adami mimo v'imbito v'yashin imahem b'kirav basur tiyuf to Shmuel. So the Gemara just looks at Shmuel, looks back at the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks such a simple question. How could Shmuel take that position? All right, let's go over the Mishnah we already learned yesterday. And that is Misyached Adam im imo v'im bito. And Yashim imahem b'kirav basar. The Mishnah taught us very clearly that there is no Isser Yichud as it relates to your mother or your daughter. So I'm l'cha Shmuel atamech haditanya. So Shmuel says, okay, I know the Mishnah is difficult on my position. However, I have a braisa. Achos v'chamoso shakal reisha batara en misyached imahem ela be'edim. So be'edim in shal be'edim lo. So he quotes the Bryce, so the Bryce is very clear, that you cannot be Misyachi together with any of the Arayos in the Torah, and the only way that you can engage and have any kind of engagement with family members is only when they're Edim around. So Ela Tanaihi. So the Gemara says, okay, so what we're going to have to say, it's about Machlokas Tanai. Detanya, we learned in the Bryce, Amar Rabbi Meir, Hizaru Bi Mibnei Biti. Amar Rabbi Tafan, Hizaru Bi Mibnei Kalasi. Okay, so Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tafan. So they say that we'll start with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that I cannot be alone with my daughter. Okay? In other words, Rabbi Meir's position is that there's an Issa Yichud even with one's daughter. Okay. And Rabbi Tarfon said with his daughter-in-law. Okay. Now Rabbi Tarfon's a little bit easier to understand. Your daughter-in-law is an Erva, and she's not your daughter, and so therefore there's definitely a chance of the Eitzahar getting the best of you. But Rabbi Meir's position of daughter, so that's exactly the Gemara's point. meaning there is a Shitas Tanaim out there that clearly is of the position that the Isser Yichud even extends to daughter. So legally, Alav Osu Tamid. So when the Talmud of Rabbi Tarfon hears that his Rabbi said that there's the Isser Yichud with your daughter-in-law, so one of the Talmudim said, that's silly. In other words, nothing's going to happen. So I'm Rabbi Abba, Mishum Rabbi Chanin ben Gamliel, Lohayyam im Watamad, Shinich Shal Osu Tamid Bechamosa. You know how the story is going to end. You don't have to guess. The Gemara tells us. The student who mocked, so what happened was is that he was with his mother-in-law and he was nichshal with his mother-in-law. So in other words, the student who mocked, obviously, basically, al tiftach pele satan, he opened his mouth right to the satan. Afila in behema. Okay, now again, in this shmuel position of, there's an issur yichud with your daughter, with your mother, with animals, so the Gemara now is going to tell us that some Amoraim adopted this strict position of Shmuel. So Afila and Behema Abai Machlala Mikula Dabra and Rav Sheshes Ma'abele Mitzra. So Abai and Rav Sheshes, so they would make partitions and separations between them and animals. Okay, it's a very strict position. It's a little bit difficult to understand, right? The Yetzer Hara with Behema, meaning again, there's an Isser Mishka Behema. It's one of the Arayos in the Torah. It's in the Parsha of Arayos. But this idea that people are going to be nichshol in it, and they need to make harchakas and separation. So, yes, in other words, Amoraim took this position. It was Shmuel's position, and later Amoraim adopted this position. Rav Chanan ben Arda equal to Rav Kahana lefom Nara. Chazi yasa v'kagaris v'kamei behema kamei. So Rav Chanan goes visits Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana is in learning, and there was an animal with him. In other words, he was alone with an animal. So now the probing, I don't understand. How could you be alone with an animal? Afilim behema, meaning there is a sheet out there that says that there's an isur yichud even with behema. So Rav Kahana says, I was really in my thoughts. I was too engrossed in learning. I wasn't aware. I didn't realize that I was alone with an animal. Had I realized, I would have done something about it. Amrava Mesiachid Adam Im Shte Yevamos. Okay. We're going back to some basic halachas regarding Yichud. I mean, that's what we've been discussing up until now. But now we're going to return back to basic halachas of Yichud and remember what were acceptable ratios. So the acceptable ratio of Yichud, so it is two men, one woman. But one man cannot be Mesiachid with two women. Why? So the Gemara told us, Mimnei Shadaiten Kalos. Okay. So when it's one man, two women, unacceptable ratio. That's what we said yesterday. Now the Gemara is going to go back to that point. The Gemara is going to say, you know, there are exceptions. Amarava misyachet adam imshte yevamos, imshte tzaros, imisha v'chamos, imisha basbala, imisha v'tinokish yodas tambia ve'imo seros asmalabia. Okay, so let's start off with the shtei yevamos. Shtei yevamos are two sister-in-laws. What does that mean? In other words, these two women are married to two brothers. So their sister-in-laws, my husband's brother is married to her. Okay, so was that clear? No, that was terrible. Okay, anyway, these two women are married to two brothers. Okay, that's clear. Okay, and so there's a natural animosity that exists between these two women. The potential that they're going to end up marrying to the same man. If one of the men die, so she's now going to be a yevama, and her brother-in-law now is going to marry her, and now she and that woman, who once was my sister-in-law, could now become my co-wife. Okay, good. So, and co-wives have a disdain to one another, understandably. Okay, we're going to see, as we are starting in Sefer Bereishis now, in Sedra, we're going to see together that once you add in, we already saw it. I don't know why I'm looking ahead. We already saw it with Sarah and Hagar. But once you introduce another wife into the picture, so it there's tension. Right, I didn't make this observation. Someone shared it with me. It's so good. All right, every polygamous marriage in the Torah, it's no good. Right, with no exception. Okay, whatever. I'd cite example after example, but let's go. Okay, you can think about it.
So there won't be any
kids. Huh? Okay. Anyway, so the point is as follows. There's a disdain and a natural tension that exists between the Shtei Yevamos, and therefore, why is it that one man, two women can is that unacceptable? Meaning there's an Isser Yichud because Daiten Kalos, because the women are going to basically allow each other to be with the man. Okay, it's a little bit indelicate, a little bit uncomfortable, but that's the basic idea. Aye, but if these women are makbid on one another, they have attention for one another, they have a disdain for one another, no way. No way they're going to allow it. So in other words, it's so interesting. The disdain that they have for one another, that's going to keep each other in check and make sure that neither of them are going to be with that man. Okay. That's the basic idea. And that explains the Shtei Yevamos and the Ish and certainly the Shtei Tzaros and Isha v'chamosa. Right? A woman and her mother-in-law. Okay, sorry. But there's a natural tension that exists between the two of them. It's a reality of life. And Isha Basbala. And a woman and her stepdaughter. Okay? Right? The Gemara Yevama spends more time going over. In other words, I gave a simple explanation of why they do not like one another. Gemara Yevama goes over in more detail. So, and the last one, which I didn't explain, which I'm now going to explain, Isha Vitino Kishigodas Tambia Ve'in Moseros Atzmalabia. Okay, so, let's say you have two women. One of them is really young. Young enough where she doesn't have a Yetzirah yet for Tashmish, but she understands what Tashmish is. Okay? So, and under those circumstances, so now we're not going to say Daitan Kalos. Because over here, I'm going to say a number, and I'm not speaking halachically. In other words, I don't know what the correct number is. But let's say 10 years of age. So 10 years of age, so right, they understand what Tashmish is, but they don't have a Yetzirah yet. So now they're not going to cover for one another. Because this 10-year-old is not going to now say, hey, right, you'll engage in Tashmish, I'll engage in Tashmish. In other words, they won't cover for one another. Okay, that's the last halacha. Okay, now, right, again, indelicate, awkward, but in other words, there's, according to our Mishnah, right, I know we just covered Shita Shmuel, but according to our Mishnah, there's no Isur Yichud when it comes to a man and his mother, a man and his daughter. And they can even sleep together in the same bed, and uncomfortably, we said, they don't even have to have clothing on. Okay, in other words, mamish, there's no Yetzahara whatsoever. There will come a point in time where they should be wearing clothing. So what's that point in time? That's what we're talking about right now. So vikama. So I'm Rav Adabaraza. I'm Rav Asi Tinokas Batesha Shana V'yamechad. And v'tinok ben Shem Esrei Shana V'yamechad. And Igadar me Tinokas Bat Shem Esrei Shana V'yamechad. And v'tinok ben Shosh Esrei V'yamechad. Okay, so the Gemara says there are two opinions amongst the Amoraim. One is that for a girl it's 9 years of age. And for a boy it's 12 years of age. According to the other Shita, for a girl, it's 12, and for a boy, it's 13. Now, the Gemara says that the v'zeh v'zeh, k'dei shiyu shadayim nachona usa'arech tzimech. Okay, so the way Rashi understands the Gemara over here, it basically is like this. Both shitas are basically saying the following. When the girl has now reached the point of physical maturation, physical development, so at that point in time, the father and the daughter should not be sleeping in the same bed together without clothing. Okay. And the only difference now between the two positions that we just went over is that when do we recognize physical maturation? Now, that's a funny question. When do we recognize physical maturation? Physical maturation is physical maturation. So what do you mean, when do we recognize it? So the way Rashi understands is that according to the second sheet, let's start there. It's a little bit easier. Eh, a little bit. So according to the second sheet, so anything before 12 and 13 is not physical maturation, meaning even if they exhibit certain physical traits, by the way, the Gemara in Nida goes through in detail, graphically, what exactly are the physical maturation points of a woman. Okay? See the Gemara in Nida. Rashi over here quotes it. I'm not going to go through it right now. So anyway, according to the second sheet, anything before 12 and 13, we just halachically we ignore. In other words, it may look like physical maturation, but it is not of legal significance. Only after 12 and 13 do we then recognize legally that that is physical maturation. And according to the first sheet, no. Even before 12 and 13, if the girl starts exhibiting certain physical maturation points, so then they have to be recognized even at an earlier age. That's the way Rashi understands it. Amar afim bar papa, amar af chisa lo shanu ela, sheina bosh lama lefanav arum. Ava bosh lama lefanav arum, asur, and maitaima, yetzer abasha. And then the Gemara makes the following point, and that is that, again, we're looking for that demarcation point where you can't just simply sleep in the same bed together without clothing. In other words, you have to put in, even though it's your daughter, even though it's your mother, but you have to put in more safeguards. So the Gemara says that once we get to the point where they are uncomfortable to be standing naked, Right? In other words, the two-year-old, the three-year-old runs around naked around the house. Okay. Obviously, I just gave up way too much information of what used to happen in my home. My kids are all grown up now, so not all grown up, but whatever. But in other words, they had no busha. There comes a point in time where there's busha. So once they refuse to stand, run around the house naked, so at that point in time now, yetzer al busha. In other words, they basically start to understand the yetzer hara. The yetzer hara starts to really, for our eyes I'm talking about, starts to really kick in. So Rav Acha bar Abba goes to his father-in-law's house. And Rav Acha bar Abba takes his own granddaughter, his daughter's daughter, and puts her in his lap. Okay, in other words, they're sleeping together, but I'm saying it just literally. Okay, so Amar Leilo Savala Amar Demikacha. So now Rav Chista really challenges Rav Acha bar Abba. Rav Chista is Rav Acha's father-in-law. Okay, so in other words, your father-in-law is gonna, you know, he's gonna chepper you. He's gonna bother you with, you know, some of your behaviors. So he says, look, you just took your granddaughter and you put it in your lap, and basically you're cozying up to your granddaughter. Like maybe the father accepts kedushin for her. Maybe she's a married woman. So the Gemara, Amar Leiser Rav Acha says, I do not worry about that at all. Number one, he probably would have told me, but regardless, I'm not worried about that. So the Amar of Yudam Ravi Temer Rebbe Lazar also Adam Shikadosh is Bitu Kashi Ketana Ad Shetagdil V'Tomer Befloni Ani Rotzem. So the Gemara says, remember we learned earlier in the Masechta, even though the father has every right to be Mekadosh his minor daughter, he shouldn't. So why shouldn't he? In other words, wait till she's old enough where she can basically acknowledge and consent to the man that he is marrying her off to. Okay, good. So in other words, so this is my granddaughter. It's my daughter's daughter. I'm not worried that her father accepted kedushin on her behalf. He wouldn't have done it. You know, he follows the halacha. So Mar Nami Avar Alei Adashmol Da Amar Shmol Imasham Shabisha. So Rav Acha Baba says to So Rav Chista says to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, okay, fine. So she's not married, but you're cozying up to your granddaughter. What about the din of Shmuel? Ein misham shem beisha. In other words, don't get women comfortable to be around men. In other words, obviously, a woman's going to get married and she'll be comfortable with her husband, but that's it. In other words, we don't want to extend that level of comfort to other men. And so basically, as you're cozying up to your granddaughter, so you're basically getting her comfortable to be with men. So Amalei Hanakidach to Shmuel Svirli, Damer Shmuel, Hakol Hashem Shamayim. So again, Rav Acha bar Abba defends his position. He's cozying up with his granddaughter, and he says, don't forget what Shmuel said, Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. Now, in of itself, by the way, the Gemara gives us precious little of what Shmuel was talking about. All right, Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, Rav Acha bar Abba was totally within his rights to cozy up with his granddaughter. How do you even understand the Gemara? So you look at Rashi over here. So the way Rashi understands it is as follows. He's cozying up with his granddaughter, not because of the support and the benefit that it gives him, but rather he wants to endear himself to his very own daughter. In other words, how do you endear yourself to your kids? By showing love to your grandkids. Okay, so you show how much you love your grandkids, so it endears to your kids. So that's l'shem shamayim. That's the way Rashi understands it. So when I'm cozying up to my granddaughter, so I'm not doing it for my own benefit, but rather to improve the relationship between me and my daughter, that's considered l'shem shamayim. That's Rashi's interpretation. So and just an interesting Tosfos right here on the top of the Amud, and Tosfos says, and we're samech on that, meaning that's, you know, we use this argument. Okay, we're on Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Okay. Very top Mishnah. Lo yilamid adam ravak sofrim v'lo talamid isha sofrim. So, a single man, single woman, so they should not be, they should not go into chinuch, they should not be in the classroom, and they should not be teaching, right? A single, unmarried man should not be teaching. Now, when we say the classroom, by the way, so who's in the classroom? So, of course, in our modern thought, so we think that boys and girls are in the classroom, right? That's us thinking, right? That's right. The who's in the classroom? So the boys are in the classroom, right? In other words, back in the good old days, there was no girls in the classroom, right? That's a modern phenomenon, right? Sarah Schneer starting the Beis Yaakov movement was a little over 100 years ago. Okay, so the and obviously all Jewish girls not get an education. Okay, but that's modern. So anyway, so the so what are we talking about over here? So we're talking about the school is filled with boys. So a single man and a single woman shouldn't be teaching. Wait, we're going to explain it better. So the Rabbi Elazar Omer Af Mishen Lo Isha Lo Yilamid Sofim. So Rabbi Elazar says, so Af Mishen Lo Isha. Now that also needs explanation. Let's wait a moment. When we do the Gemara, we're going to understand that a lot better. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Yira Ravak Behema Velo Yishto Shem Ravak Metalas Achas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so a person should not be a shepherd of animals, again, for the concern of Mishkav Behema, and two men shouldn't be together for the concern of Mishkav Zachor. V'chachamim matirim, the Chachamim say no. Both of those would be mutter. In other words, our Yetzahara for Mishkav Behema, our Yetzahara for Mishkav Zachor is not something that we need to be concerned about. So, my time, Yilema Mishum Yunuke, Savahatanya, Amalola Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechshad Yisrael Mishkav Zachor. So velo al behema. So we can't have single men and single women being in the classroom teaching the boys, teaching the young boys. The Gemara wants to know what's the issue. The issue is, and obviously, by the way, we are talking about something things that are extraordinarily sensitive, and unfortunately, are issues to this very day. But the Gemara says, as a general rule, we are not concerned that the teacher, even though he's a single, that he's going to be involved in Mishkav Zachor with the boys. That's not something that we generally have to worry about. So, Ella, Ravak Misham, Imasa Diyanuka, and Isha Misham Avasa Diyanuka. So the Gemara says very pashut. In other words, how are the kids getting to yeshiva? It's very simple. Their mothers are going to drive them, their father's going to drive them to yeshiva. So in other words, this Ravak, this single man, now is going to be constantly interacting with the mothers of the children, and he's single. So in other words, and he doesn't have a wife to keep him in check. So, okay, that's the concern. That's the issue. Rabbi Elazar Amar Af Misha Ein. So Rabbi Elazar says, well, a man whose wife is not around. Now, exactly what does that mean? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Rabbi Elazar is not talking about a single man. That the Gemara discussed the line previously. So what's Rabbi Elazar talking about? So he by lo Misha Ein lo Isha Klal, Odilma Shein Yishroya Yatzlau. So the Gemara wants to know exactly, what does Rav Elazar mean? It means he has no wife, period? Or it means that he has a wife, but she's currently not in town? So Tashma av mishi yesh lo, ve'ina shruya etzlo lo yalamit sofer. So the Gemara says, the pshat in Rav Elazar is that he has a wife, but she's not around. If she's currently not around, she's out of town, or they're not living together, whatever the personal circumstances are. So Rav Elazar says, I'm going to treat him halachically like a ravak, like a single man. Just like a single man shouldn't be teaching in the yeshiva, can't be teaching in the yeshiva. So the same thing regarding a married man, but his wife is not with him. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yira Tanya Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda Lo Nech Shedu Yisrael Al Mishkav Zachor Velo Al Behema. Okay, the Gemara quotes the Brisa. The Brisa just simply clarifies that the Shita the Chachamim is Lo Nech Shedu, meaning this is not something that we have to worry about. Right, the men are going to be together. That man is going to be with an animal. It's not something that we have to concern ourselves about. Okay. Let's leave it there. Let's move on. Kosha asakavim menashim lo yitzachin menashim. V'lo yalamid adam esbeno umnas anashim. So now as we move on to the next mission, so we're transitioning now to professions. Why? Because again, certain professions will lead to the isser of yichud by definition. And so the mission says, be cautious. So, anytime. That you put yourself in a position where you're going to be constantly with women. So so make sure not to be misyachid. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi understands it to mean as follows. Rashi says, what did we learn previously? That one man, two women, unacceptable. That's an isser of yichud. What's the implication? One man, three women, that's fine. One man, four women, that's fine. That's the implication. So Rashi says, however, if you are constantly surrounded by women, that's your occupation, and you're constantly surrounded by women, so at this point in time, you're way too comfortable with women, so then at that point in time, throw all the numbers out. Numbers are no longer going to be a factor. You cannot seclude yourself with two women, three women, four women. That's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. Tosus over here, sure, Tosus, but obviously very halachically significant. Rashi says is that if you're constantly around women, So then he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. He says that what heter can you not avail yourself to? The heter of Ishta Ba'ir. Your wife is in town. Normally that would be enough to keep you in check. However, if you're the kind of person where you're always going to be surrounded by women, that's your occupation, so then you cannot avail yourself to that heter. That's Tosus' understanding of the Mishnah. We're back to the Mishnah. I read this, but I'm going to read it again. Lo yilamid adam esbeno umnas anashim. So and don't teach your children a profession which is going to demand and require that he's always going to be around women. Rabbi Meir, omer lo yilamid adam esbeno umnas nikia. Rabbi Meir says is that what you should do is that when in terms of which profession you should be teaching your child, umnas nikia, clean profession. Which one are we referring to? Hold on, we're coming back. And then what you should be doing is you should be davening, because in terms of every profession, so there's going to be rich doctors, poor doctors, and there's going to be every profession. So in other words, you got to daven. And don't think you're going to get wealthy because of the profession that you went into. In other words, everything's going to be based on tzchus. Look at the last tosis over here. Everything's going to be based on tzchus. Tosis writes, perish, lefi mazlo. Now, I know the Gemara says tzchus, says tosis, but that's not what the Gemara meant. What the Gemara meant is your mazl, right? Your mazl is going to determine how much money you made. Okay? And we're born into this world, and there's hashkacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, this is how much money you're going to make. I went into that profession. Okay, congratulations. Okay, good. So you have a doctor in front of your name. That doesn't mean you're going to be making money. Well, what determines? Mazel. Okay, good. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Reita miyamecha chayav of sheish lam umnos. So vehein mispasim shalab etzar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, look. So look at the animal kingdom. So, and look at their professions. Of the animal kingdom. So, vein mispanasim shalabatsar. Now, are they worried about eating? No, they're not worried about eating. They're going to have food. V'alol nivra v'alol sham sheni. So, they, the animals, are in service of me. V'ani nivreis l'sham shes koni. So, and I'm in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, ein odin she'aparnei shalabatsar. So now, I shouldn't worry about parnasa. Right? In other words, a simple kavachomer. The animals who are serving me are not worrying about parnasa. I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I certainly shouldn't be worrying about parnasa. Good. So Ela Sharaiti Maasai and Kipachtis Vikipachtis Parnasani. So in other words, the default position is that we should wake up every morning carefree of parnasa. That's the default. So then what happened to the default? So what happened to the default is that, in other words, our actions. In other words, we're far from perfect. We're perfectly imperfect, and okay, good, and so therefore now we got to work, and that's right. What a wonderful point. Meaning Adam Arishon, that's exactly what happened. In other words, he woke up and got Gan Eden carefree, and now because of his chait, so now, and that right, correct. Parnos is not that easy. So here are the things that you should not be teaching.
It's because he spent too much time with the other with a woman.
So a person, lo yilamid esbeno chamar. So now we're going to go over a list of professions, basically, that you should not be teaching your kid. So don't teach him how to be a, right, I'll speak modern language, right, Uber driver, okay. It's more than an Uber driver vibe, by the way. It's like a courier, right, it's like a courier. So in other words, chamar and gamal. So also the gamal is leading the wagon. En kadar, so the safan, so the these are all types of wagon drivers. Safan is a sailor, the captain, and roe and a shepherd, vechen vani and a merchant. So umnas listim. In other words, what's going to end up happening is that eventually you're going to have to steal. Rashi's understanding over here is that basically. All you're doing is cutting deals and negotiating and selling product, and so you have opportunity upon opportunity to not be honest, right? Rashi says, and if you're a merchant, so you're going to cut your product all the time, right? What are you going to do with your wine? You'll dilute your wine. In other words, there's so many opportunities to cheat and to cut corners, and it's just terrible. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmal Chamar Ruba Mershaim. And Rav Yehuda says that as far as the Chamarim are concerned, the couriers, so most of them are Rishayim. And Gamalim Ruben Ksherim. And as far as the camel drivers are concerned, the vast majority of them are Ksherim. Rashi's interpretation over here is that the camel drivers, so they're going on long journeys and long distances. And it's dangerous work. They're constantly looking for Hashem for help. Safanim Rubam Chasidim. And now, the more dangerous your occupation, the more religious you are. So now we look at the sailor, we look at the captain of the ship. Oh my gosh, they're going out to sea. So they're holy men. Okay. So Tov Shabaro from Legehenim, by far and away the most famous line of the Gemara. So the vast majority of the best of the doctors are going to Gehenna. Okay, so and I know I got physicians right in this room. Imagine how uncomfortable I am right now. Okay, so if you want just a couple of interesting comments over here. Okay, this is much discussed, and this is the Daf Yomi, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this. But in terms of interesting things to hear, the Yad Rama. Yad Rama is a Rishon. So he writes over here that Tov Shabarofim Legehenem, he says that what doctors do, so Ein Arofim Medaktikim Refu Achola, many times doctors are not careful, and Umarichim Bekavanas Achola Kedei Laharbas Charan. And so what they're going to do sometimes is that they're going to perpetuate the illness because they want a paycheck. It's a Yad Rama. Okay, fine. Okay. Many other interpretations that, right, this is sheer in of itself. Anyway, it's a famous line of the Mishnah. You knew it already before you came here today. Now, as far as Tabachim are concerned, butchers, they're partners with Amalek. Okay, again, a definitely strong worded sentence about the nature of butchers and, right, not an occupation I would recommend. And then we have Shitas Rav Norai. And Rav Norai says, you know which profession, you know which occupation I'm going to do? I'm just going to teach my Torah, my kid Torah, and that's it. And it'll take care of him in his youth. It'll take care of him in his old age. Ushar kol omnos eno kein. That's not true when it comes to other professions. Kishadam lidei chol, lidei zikno, lidei yisurim, v'ino yachol la'asok b'mlachto. Other professions, so the expectation is that you need to be physically able, capable. And once you're no longer physically capable, you're sick, you're old, so then you can't do it. As far as Torah is concerned, it protects you when you're young. And even as you get older. So, it gives you hope when you're older. So, now over here, the pronunciation. So, my chavrusa this morning told me I'm wrong. Okay, I love hearing it. So, I would have said, V'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach. Right, for those of you who, no one remembered Daddy, right? A great Jewish singer. So anyway, that's the way he pronounced it. Okay, anyway, my chavrusa who knows Hebrew, so he says that's wrong. So he says, koye. So koye Hashem yachalifu koach, v'ziknuso ma'omer, od yunavun b'seiva. Okay, so in other words, the Torah takes care of you when you're young, it takes care of you when you're old. Okay, I know, by the way, to the question of how exactly is Torah going to take care of you from a parnassa standpoint? Okay. It's again one of those really large topics which I am going to gloss over. We're not going to discuss it. And even if we do discuss it, I'm not sure if I have anything really smart to say. But anyway, but the tension that exists between having to make a parnasa, but at the same time, however, dedicating your time to learning. V'cheinu omer b'avram avinu v'avram zakein v'ashem b'erachas avram b'kol. So matzina shasa avram avinu is kol ha-torah kula ad shelo. Nidna shenemar ekev asher shama Avram bekoliv yishma b'mishmartim mitzvasei chukusai v'sorosai. Avram Avinu, so Hashem blessed him with everything. So in other words, that he was constantly involved in the study of Torah, and as a result of that, so the whole life he was saturated and sustained by Torah. And on top of that, he kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the Gemara quotes the Drasha. Ad Khan. Not to the end of the Masechta, but that's it. That's the last Mishnah. And you know, right, we do this. In other words, the Mishnayos always ends off high. It always ends off on an uplifting note. Meaning we had some really caustic things to say about various professions. Right? The Gemara was a real downer. Right? That profession, right? And barely, right? Nobody got spared. The Mechanchim didn't get spared. No, right. So, what the Gemara wanted, what the Mishnayos wanted to do, is end off on a high note. Okay, we still have a little bit more to go, and we have a little more time. Works out well. So anytime that you're going to be in an occupation where you're going to be constantly dealing with women, so surah ra. So it's not good. It's not good. So kagon. And now let's name professions. So over here in this brisa, we're going to do the same thing we did in our Mishnah, but then some. In other words, we left out a couple of occupations. So let's knock out now a couple more occupations, more than a couple. I didn't offend everybody yet. Let's thank you. Let me get to everybody. Kigon Hatsorfim. So, in other words, somebody is manufacturing jewelry. let's get everybody. So the and Sorkin and people are making women's clothing. Hanukaros. So the and basically the one who's at the millstone and grinding. So what's going to happen is that the women are coming with their wheat, and they're now you're going to be talking to women all the time. Rochlim, peddlers of perfume. Gardiim, other types of weavers. Safarim. So the the what's it called, the barber. So I'm sorry, I was in my head, hair cutter. Okay. So anyway, the barber. Hakovsim, the launderer. The Hagara and the bloodletter. So all these occupations are going to constantly have you exposed to women, and you're going to be talking to women all the time. No good. The Habalan Vaborsiki. Wait, we're not done. So the Balan. So that's a person who's warming up the bathhouse. The Borsiki. So in other words, you're basically the tanner. You're making leather. You should write shoes and handbags. Okay. And anyone who's involved in any of those occupations, so you're not going to be you cannot be appointed the king, you cannot be appointed Kohen Gadol. My time, Elomishum Dipsila Elomishum, Dizil Umnasayu. So the Gemara says it's not because they're puzzle. In other words, it's not a psul if you're involved in these occupations. It just happens to be Zilu Umnasayu. These jobs over here are not looked at with like high regard. And so therefore, you were the local launder, you were the dry cleaner of the town, and now you're the melech, and now you're going to be the king? Okay. You know, what's, yeah. Right, well, the...
laundry in public, no?
Yeah, very good. So the Tanu Rabban Azar Dvarim Namru Begara. Now, as far as blood letters are concerned, so it happens to be right now in this room, I got nobody to offend. Okay, so I'm going to be comfortable here for just a minute. Okay, because the Gemara is going to go to work on the bloodletter. The Gemara is going to be very unhappy with the bloodletter. Again, there's such an indelicate discussion, such an uncomfortable discussion. Meaning, I'm not talking about now in the 21st century, but back in the day, everyone went to the bloodletter. You're right. You went to the bloodletter was therapy. So in other words, so everyone went to it. But the Gemara says, okay, but don't go into the profession. Okay, there's that tension. So Asara Dvarim Nemru Begara, as far as the bloodletter is concerned, so we got 10 things to say about them. That's a lot of things to say. Mahalachatzido, that's the posture in which they take a very arrogant posture. They think very highly of themselves. Rucho Gasa, they're very arrogant. That's number two. Number three, Nitla Vyoshev. The way they sit, it's arrogant. Okay, I wish I can demonstrate exactly what that means. I don't know, but anyway, but it's an arrogant position. V'eino Tsara. They're very cheap. And Eino Ra'ah. And they got nothing positive to say about other people. And Ochel Harbe, they eat too much. And Umotzi Kima, their digestive tracts don't work that way. V'chashad Al Arayos, suspective involved in Arayos and Al HaGezon, they steal. And Ashvicha Samim, and they kill people. Right? In other words, someone comes in, bloodletting, and oops. Okay, and okay. A little too much. Okay. Darish Bar. Okay, so we go back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says that according to Bar Kapara, so what you should be doing is you're teaching your kid a profession that's kala vinikia. It's easy, it's clean. So you found out a profession, right? Wait for it. This is a real page turner, by the way. Literally, figuratively. So this is a real page turner. So what's the profession? So I'm Rav Yehuda. So machta de talmiyusa. Okay, the way Rashi understands it is basically you're a stitch, you're a tailor. Okay, Schneider. Okay. Okay. I Rabbi Lifshitz is here. I have to impress him with the little Yiddish that I know. So it's so little. Okay, Tanya Rebbe Omer, Ein lecha umna she'overes min ha'olam. So you know, all professions are going to stick around. Right? It seems like we're living in a world where that's not true. But anyway, every profession is going to stick around. So Ashmi Misha Roa es harav ve'umnas ma'ula ve'oilo l'misha roa es harav ve'umnas beguma. So fortunate is the person who gets to see their parents in a prestigious position and not taking a lowly occupation. So e'asher lo'olam below sam below vorsiki asher misha umnas besam ve'oilo misha umnas vorsiki. Look, you need perfume makers and you need perfume sellers and you also need tanners. The world needs both, right? The world cannot exist without tanners. So, but Ashrei, in other words, given that there's a choice in it, if you had your preference, so make the perfume and smell good. The tannery smells awful and you're going to smell awful. So go with the perfume makers. Eif shalolam below zecharim velo nekevas Ashrei misha banav zecharim ve'oilo lemisha banav nekevas. And look, in other words, people can have boys and people can have girls. Ashrei. It's so funny, by the way, as he walks in, by the way. In other words, I spared it. I know your timing is so good. I spared you from the Gemara's comments regarding doctors and physicians, but I did not spare you from the next comment of the Gemara. Okay. Ashrei Misha Banav Zecharim and Oilo Misha Banav Nekevas. So good. In other words, obviously the world needs both. But in other words, if you had a preference, so go with the boys, not with the girls. Have the boys, not the girls. Okay. Again, the kind of Gemara that's discussed at length, and what does the Gemara mean? And okay, good. I'm just gonna move on. Rabbi Meir Omer Lolam Yiladem Adam Levno Umnus Nekia Vikala. So Meir says that what you should be doing is teaching your son a profession that's clean and easy. And Yevakish Rachamim Lemisha Oshav Nachasim Shalom Shadavin. Shainanias Menomnus Venashir's Menomnus Ella Lemisha Osha Shalosh and Emerlia Kesavalia Zav Numashem Tzvakovs. Now I know it sounds repetitive, the Gemara, because it is. We saw all this back in the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara quotes the Brisa. The Brisa does quote the Pasuk of Chagai. We didn't see the Pasuk of Chagai in the Mishnah, but it's effectively the same point. In other words, your profession is not going to dictate and determine what your finances are. Right? Don't think that your income is a result of your profession. They correlate, but they not causate. The causation is from Akash Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Imra Yisim Yamecha. Okay, and then we go back to the point of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. You know, we should be waking up carefree every morning. We should be. What about our parnasa? Right, the animals wake up carefree. We should be waking up carefree. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Miyamai Lo Reiti Tzvi Kayetz Ari Sabal Shul Chenvani. So Haim is Parnasim Shlo Betzar. Right, beautiful imagery over here. Right, you see the animal with his lunch pail going to work in the morning. I'm not translating the Gemara literally, but right, certainly you get the basic idea. Right, they're not waking up worried about, oh my gosh, I need to go to work. So Vehem Lo Nivro Elo Shamsheni. And they're only here to serve me. Animals are serving us. So now I wake up in the morning. I mean, it's true by me as well. But in other words, this is Rav Shimon ben Elazar talking. I wake up in the morning. So and I'm serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you think I really should be worried about my parnasa every day? So Uma Elu Shelo Nivro Elu Shamshenim is Parnas Shelo Shelo Betzara Anish Nishin Nivresed Lishamish Es Koni. So Ein Odinsha is Parnas Shelo Betzara. And again, all this is repetitive. We saw this back in the Mishnah. Okay, Elu Shehari She Hariosi Es Maasai Ki Pachti Es Parnasasi Shenemar Avanoseichem Hitu. Once again, the one thing that we get in this brisa that we didn't see in our Mishnah is it cites a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Okay, but it's the same basic point. Reb Narai Omer Minech Anis Kol Omnus. Tanya Reb Narai Omer Minech Ani Kol Omnos Sheba Olam Einim Alam It Is Bini Ela Torah. The only thing I'm going to do is teach my kid Torah. Is she Kol Omnos Sheba Olam Ein Omer Eslo Ela Biyamei I'll do so. Ava Biyamei Ziknu so. Hare Hu Mutal Berav. Ava Torah Einu Kein Omer Eslo La Adam Be'esi I'll do so. V'nasun Eslo Achris V'sikvas Be'esi Ziknu so. Okay. It's literally word for word what we saw back in the Mishnah. I'm just going to keep reading. When you're young, what do you say? Again, I don't know what the right pronunciation is. So, Okay. So Torah takes care of you for your whole life. Okay, the Gemara obviously also wanted to end off on a positive note, as we will as well. Hadron Lachasar Yuchsin. That is the end of the fourth parak of the Masechta, and with that, the conclusion of Kedushin Mazel Tov, everybody.